I was from a culture where some strange person would stand up in the back and they would yell mighty God words that would scare the stuffing out of me, and I'd just sit and repent until he'd shut up and sit down. You know, and that was my culture in the prophetic. I began to go and teach children's prophetic conferences, and the amazing thing was when I went to teach children, every child would prophesy. Now, after a while, you're going, God is up to something. You know, you think about this. Culturally, what's happening is we now are almost convinced as a church that God actually is nice and he actually wants to talk to the people he loves. And it's a brilliant thing because we have children who are growing up in a culture that says he is able and willing to talk to his kids. Now, we've got a group of kids. We had the 5th and 6th grade in yesterday in the prophetic teams, which means they're 9 and 10 years old, maybe 11. And they sat down, and for many of them, it was the first time they'd ever been in the prophetic teams. And what we found was the kids that came and moved here in September so quickly move into the same level as the children we've been training for years. Because there is an agreement in heaven with God saying, I want to talk to you. I don't want to just boss you around. I want to tell you about my love for you. Imagine being a generation of children who grow up believing that their father really likes them, wants to play with them, wants to hang out with them. One of the most significant things that I believe is happening in the area of children right now, which is probably the weakest area in the church for children, is the area of worship. And we're watching a phenomenon happen in children where they're coming in and they're learning how to kiss God. They're not just waving flags and following steps and repeating music and words, but they're actually taking their little hearts and they're presenting them to him. And we're finding that generations of children are absolutely lost and in love with him. And we get